Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The Chiefs have had Patrick Mahomes for 4 years as a starter. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, we're asking 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What team is a Matthew Stafford-type trade away from being in the Super Bowl next year? Which quarterback should they trade for? You can also hit us up at KeyJandMax. That's our Twitter feed, at KeyJandMax. So the Chiefs have had Patrick Mahomes for 4 years as a starter, and they've gone to the AFC Championship game all 4 years. They've hosted all 4 years, and they've won it twice and gone to two Super Bowls, and they've won a Super Bowl. But it did appear that Mahomes at times this year, as you just heard the sound coming in, was trying to do too much. Now, there's no panic in KC on Mahomes, right? Well, listen to Coach Andy Reid yesterday.
I think he was one half away from going to his third Super Bowl in a row. And that's pretty impressive. But, hey, you've been around this a long time, and as a lot of us have, and you know, that's pretty impressive. And most of these teams that are getting this far have good quarterbacks. I mean, that's just how it works, and we're fortunate to have him. There's nobody looking at Pat Mahomes cross-eyed from our side, and I would anticipate our fans feel the same way.
Yeah, no question the fans feel great about Mahomes. I feel good about Mahomes. I was thinking of Sean McVay, but I feel great about Mahomes. Mahomes.
It's not a McDonald's special. Wait, let me get a Mahomes and a small fries.
And so when you think about it, you have this success 4 years in a row, and you've gone twice, and you may go – to the AFC Championship game 3 straight years in a row again. Mm. But it doesn't qualify you that you're going to go into the Super Bowl. And so I just always – I'm cautious to just assume because of the greatness. You know, you think about great players in Dan Marino, one trip, one time, that's it, early in his career. Never got back. Had good teams, never got back. You know, you look at Aaron Rodgers, had good teams, never got back. Hadn't gotten back. Drew Brees had good teams. Drew Brees should have gone and competed in at least 3 more Super Bowls. But because of the way the ball bounced, whether it was in Minnesota, whether it was blind referees, whatever the case may have been, you know, beating Tampa Bay in the regular season and losing to them last year when clearly you had a better team, but then all of a sudden people started getting banged up and bruised up and you couldn't put a roster together to beat the Bucs. So when you start looking at things, Josh Allen getting – right? He's coming. Lamar Jackson is going to get healthy. He'll be coming. We just saw Joe Burrow. So when you start looking at it, it's like, man, you got to cash in while you can.
Okay, so I'm thinking about this, Key. First 4 years as a starter, 5 years in the league. To put in perspective, because you just said earlier, like, it's not like people acting like, you know, Tom Brady comes along and Super Bowls are just falling out of guys' back pockets, right? He's spoiled everyone. Don't forget, there was a 10-year stretch in Tom Brady's career, no Super Bowls. Like, there's a 10-year stretch, him and Belichick, no Super Bowls. It's hard to get there. If you, to put in perspective how hard it is and how easy Brady made it look throughout his career, Mahomes been in the league 5 years, started 4. So quadruple that. In other words, let's say he's 25% done. He got 75% ahead, right? He's going to start another 12 seasons, all right? If he does exactly what he's done, so Key, no fall off from the Chiefs. They maintain at this absurd pace. He will wind up going to 8 Super Bowls and winning 4. Brady went to 10, won 7. Like, it's ridiculous. So, but that gets me thinking, Key. Where did the ride – let's track where the ride has ended for Mahomes and which quarterback was on the other side, right? ended for Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. Tom Brady, skin of his teeth. But it was Tom Brady. Next year, wins the Super Bowl. Who'd that come against? Garoppolo. Brady's one of them guys. Garoppolo's not quite. Next year, what happened? Gets back to the Super Bowl. Where does it end? Tom Brady again. And you know, Mahomes didn't have an offensive line. It was a blowout. This year, who do you run into? Joe Burrow. Like, when you have a guy like that on the other side, it's a toss-up. It's anyone's game. And it got me to thinking, Key, like, we say all the time, at least for me, no doubt, I start my franchise with Mahomes if I had any quarterback to pick. You said on Monday it's still Patrick Mahomes and everyone else. I agree. I know it's Mahomes one, and then the others I can keep resorting in different order. In fact, on this Just In, I don't know if you heard about it, Key, excellent news show, ESPN at 2 p.m.
What an ugly host.
Oh, no, handsome host. You got the wrong show. Really handsome guy. But they're asking me for my quarterback list in the AFC for today. I know I have Mahomes one. Every time I do the list, every other guy can be in any other position in the top five. But that's part of the Mahomes effect. Like, he's raised the bar. Now dudes like Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, and Josh Allen played just as well as Mahomes. Burrow, he came back on Mahomes and beat him. Lamar Jackson beat Mahomes in the regular season for the first time this year. To say nothing of Justin Herbert, who hasn't even been there yet, but he dueled with Mahomes as a rookie who didn't even know he was going to start. Here's the ball. Go play Patrick Mahomes. Almost beat him. I mean, it's crazy in the AFC. How close is the gap now between Mahomes and the rest of the NFL?
Okay, can I put Deshaun in this or no?
That's up to you.
So I'm just going to assume that Deshaun figures it out. So I'd go Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, based on the last time I saw him play. Josh Allen, Lamar, Joe, and then Herbert. That's kind of how I – that's my
so
order.
Mahomes,
and
then when you, Watson.
Yeah, Mahomes, Deshaun.
Allen.
Josh Allen. Those are the top three. Mm-hmm. Then Lamar's four. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow's five. Justin Herbert is six.
That's an excellent list.
So it's like that right there. Those are the guys. Am I missing anybody?
No, those are the – if you include Watson, those are the young guns in the AFC. I mean, Mahomes won for me. That much I know. Mahomes is one. You could argue for Allen. I'm not going to list Watson. Right now, he's not a football player. At this moment, he can't get on an NFL field. Not at this moment.
He can't, but I'm just, you know, he's still part of the Houston Texans. They're still paying him.
But, Keith, think about it for a second. For him to get 22 different – 22 –
No, like, I'm not even talking about that, though, Max.
I know, but that's a lot to sort out. How's he going to get back on the field anytime soon?
I get it. That's why I said, should I? And you were like, yeah, why not?
All right, well, no, I'm saying it's up to you. But, I'm not going to rate Deshaun at the moment. I don't think he's a football player right now. Not at this moment. But I'll say Mahomes one. Probably on the evidence, Allen is two. But I'm not taking anyone over Joe Burrow with the chips on the line. I'm just not. Like, he's just giving me that feeling. And by the way, from the national title game to what he's done in the pros so far, when the lights shine bright, he shows up. And now, look, that could all change in the Super Bowl, right? Maybe he chokes and Stafford, you know, comes through. I was sure Burrow was going to beat Rodgers in overtime this year, and he threw an interception, ended. Like, you don't know. But that's the feeling I'm getting right now. Like, I'm not going against this dude.
Yeah, but Josh Allen balling with the chips is on the line, too. Don't act like he didn't.
Yeah, but they both played Mahomes. One of them's in the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, but don't act like throughout the season, though, when the chips was on the line, Josh Allen wasn't slinging that thing. Now, he may take a dip. If I'm a betting man, he's going to take a dip based on Brian Daboll leaving. Mm-hmm. I understand that Ken Dorsey, the quarterback coach, may slide into that role. Doesn't mean that role is built for Ken Dorsey.
And the other thing is this about Lamar. Like, it's easy to have recency bias and forget about Lamar because he was hurt by the end of the year and the team was banged up all season, right? And he doesn't have the same weapons some of the other guys are holding. Lamar Jackson is a month younger than Burrow, has already won league MVP.
Oh, I got him in front of Burrow.
Yeah, and by the way, not just Josh Allen's never won league MVP. Lamar has. You know, that's just the facts. But then I look at all these dudes, Key, and when my eyes are on Herbert, I just think my brain is telling me he's better than these other. Like, there's Mahomes and Herbert and everybody else in terms of talent to me. Like, it's I don't know how to do it. I know Mahomes is one, and I could make a legitimate case for any one of the other four guys being 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's you're drafting in a certain spot, and they're left on the board. It's your choice. If one goes off the board and you're sitting there, you're still happy. You're still like, yeah, that was my guy all along.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you know, Patrick Mahomes, the number one overall pick, he's gone. Josh Allen is still there. Joe's still there. Jackson's still there. Justin Herbert's still there. And you're sitting there, and all of a sudden you got the fourth pick, and other three guys are gone. You're like, yeah, I always wanted Joe Pearl.
Yeah, right, because it's true, because a part of you is going, damn, Josh Allen looks like maybe he's better than Mahomes. Like, so you say, oh, I'm great with Josh Allen. And Joe Burrow, the thing about him is this. Like,
you'd pass on Zach Wilson if he was on the board.
Yeah, I'm passing on Zach. But the thing about Joe Burrow is this, and I said it earlier in the year, Key, Herbert is the guy that makes your jaw drop. But Burrow was giving me the feeling, at least, I won't speak for anyone else.
Different.
He's not waiting in line. He's like he's like Marlowe from The Wire when Proposition Joe told him, I treated you just like a son. And he said, I wasn't made to play the son. Joe Burrow's not waiting. Well, you know, we're coming along and little by little. And then, you know, I'm going to. No, Joe Burrow's like, anytime I'm on the field, it's my time. Like,
no,
that's the type of dude he is.
I like Joe Burrow. And Justin Herbert was shown some good flashes this year. His coach killed him off, though. Yeah. Brandon Staley did a very poor job of coaching that football team. And if he continues to do that, then we'll be talking about Justin Herbert the same way we talk about Phillip Rivers and the Chargers.
Oh, I mean, Herbert's got to make the playoffs next year. But that's what I mean. Herbert, based on that, look, you didn't get your team to the playoffs. Put him last. But my eyes are telling me he's second to Mahomes. I don't know what to do with this list. Speaking of Joe Burrow, Key, he'll be playing in his first Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard about it. Next Sunday in Los Angeles. And Super Bowl 56 is the hot ticket brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
I'm a big fan of Brian Daboll. He is a problem solver. He's a great person. He brings energy. He's selfless.
We're just going to try to do things the right way. There's pressure with every job in this business. Obviously, we're here in New York. We understand the market, but the pressure is going to be put on ourselves, too.
Oh, little Eric B. and Rakim. That's right. Yates is in a New York state of mind right now. Brian Daboll. By the way, all the Buffalo Bills nerds are going, actually, the only New York team is the Bills. Shut up, nerds. Stop that. Key, Brian Daboll, New York Giants head coach, because there's been a lot of comparisons. Look what they did with the athletic quarterback up there and the development. What about Daniel Jones? Can he do for Josh Allen what he did for Daniel Jones? Here's coach.
4 years ago with Josh, we started together. We had consistency. We had consistency in scheme. We had consistency with the coaches. And we, you know, it took time to build. It didn't happen overnight. I wouldn't do that to Daniel or really any other player. I think that's unfair. I want to get to really know Daniel first and see what makes him tick. And then, you know, we'll take it one day at a time. I know he's really willing. But to compare where Josh is or Daniel, I don't think that's fair to do to either one of those guys.
Key, Josh Allen was not only a physical specimen, right, like crazy arm, speed, everything, but big, strong kid. But is the ideal development story. He's a rookie, as you know, and looks like a rookie first year. Raw. Second year, big improvement. Look at that. He's an NFL quarterback. Third year, ooh, he's a really good NFL quarterback. Fourth year, this dude is coming for your neck, right? Like, is there enough time, given where Daniel Jones is in his career, near his second contract, where the Giants are, for Daboll to do something similar? I know he's not Josh Allen, but can he do something similar with Daniel Jones?
You can certainly work with a guy. It's not too late. It's circumstances and surroundings, right, and situations that young quarterbacks are put in. If he's in the right situation, then he probably could succeed. If his surroundings is such that it gives him the best opportunity to be successful, he'll probably succeed. Brian Daboll had Josh Allen from beginning to end until he took the Giants job. That's not to say that he can't see progress in a short period of time on Daniel Jones to make a decision on him moving forward, and not a decision just based on money and contract. because clearly they feel a certain way about him that they want to give it a shot and a try. If Daniel Jones shows some improvement this year in 2022, then you let him show some improvement in 2023, and then the light bulb fully turns on.
You know, Daniel Jones is foot speed's better than Josh Allen. Like, he runs faster. He runs faster than, like, everyone except Lamar Jackson when you actually look at the time on the field.
I don't know if he runs faster than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's just big, so it looks different.
But I'm just saying, no, I'm saying about Daniel Jones is, look, they showed times. He was almost as fast as Lamar Jackson at one point when he's running the ball. It was crazy. But, Key, my point is sometimes you said, like, when you watch Matthew Stafford, you were like, it just looks different than when Goff was running the offense. You said that early on in the year. I was at the game. It looks different, right?
Yeah,
Daniel Jones goes fast, and he can spin it. But when Josh Allen runs, it looks different. It looks athletic and coordinated. And Daniel Jones just doesn't, you know, not only is he doesn't have the same arm, he has a good arm, but it's not like Josh Allen. It's not doesn't look the same.
Yeah, you saw him fall down. That just completely screwed up your thought process in your mind about. Yeah, you saw him fall, and you're like, "Ah, dude's not athlete. Who falls down like that?"
Yeah,
I think, and I maintain this, and I said it all along in the beginning of the season when you were going crazy and Jay was just talking and you got to give him the right situation. Put him in the right circumstance to succeed. You can't succeed with Joe Judge. I told you that. I said they got to see what he is, the coaches. Now, I would bring in some competition. You know, I'd bring in me a Mitch Trubisky. I'd bring that in. Yes, I'd bring that in. Another athletic guy with a big arm that could potentially turn into something.
Yeah, by the way, Mitch Trubisky, given what he just did with Chicago, has me thinking, oh, wait a minute. Maybe, but let me ask you something about Daniel Jones. Do you think he has more potential than Ryan Tannehill? Or when you say, let's see what they could do with him, are you thinking he could be a Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, he could be a Ryan Tannehill.
But that's not enough. We're sitting here going, you need to upgrade Ryan Tannehill. So if Giants fans are
But it is enough.
Wait, so why are you upgrading?
Because he threw three picks, and he didn't take advantage of the opportunity given to him in those situations. Different coach, different circumstance. Vrabel didn't protect Tannehill. If Vrabel runs the ball differently and calls a different play down there when they were trying to pick up that first down late in the game, instead of having Tannehill run it, then getting Derrick Henry stuffed, maybe there's a different outcome.
So are you saying that if you are the Tannehill, Daniel Jones level kind of guy, right? If Daniel Jones tops out at, let's say, Tannehill level, more or less, that as long as you can be the kind of guy who keeps it together under pressure, doesn't turn the ball over, and you have to wait until you – how many reps does that guy get in that situation before you make up your mind? You need to see a season of it, two seasons of it, what?
You approach it with putting him in the best situations and circumstances to succeed, as I said a couple times already. What is it that the San Francisco 49ers do? They put Jimmy Garoppolo in a situation to succeed. He led them to the NFC Championship game. He led them to a Super Bowl as part of it. They didn't ride it on him like Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, but he was a part of that cast. He was a part of it. And you can be a part. Daniel Jones can be a piece that leads his team to the Super Bowl. We didn't go to the Super Bowl because of Brad Johnson, but Brad Johnson was a piece of what we were doing and put us in the right positions to be successful within our surroundings. And I think Brian Daboll can do that with Daniel Jones and not let him hurt himself by putting him in harm's way. All of a sudden, overnight, he becomes Patrick Mahomes. That's not going to happen.
I get that. I think that you are, as I said about Eli or Nick Foles, when you are more of a regular guy like that in terms of your athletic ability, you are really asking, in order to win a Super Bowl, to be an all-time clutch performer, right? Eli, twice, two different playoff runs, probably had the greatest playoff runs of all time. When you look at the teams he beat on the road, the quarterbacks he was facing, the defenses, all that, right? And Nick Foles, also an all-time great performance. it's hard to tell about that guy. Jimmy G, I would have said, was going to be that kind of guy, but he wasn't so far. And it's hard to tell about that kind of guy. So the much safer bet, rather than investing all your resources and time in a guy like that, is get a high-end guy. Right, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson.
Again, Max, y'all act like high-end guys. You just pull up to a bus stop. Hey, come on, come get on the bus with us. We're going to the Super Bowl. Mm. You can't just fly. If that was the case, it'd be 32 high-end guys.
But that's the point of having a good organization. Like, let the other guys have excuses and have Key talking about them like that. You be the organization that got that guy.
But, Max, how many high-end guys you think in the draft this year?
None. As far as they tell me, Key,
if I gotta go to the draft, and I gotta look at the high end guys that's in the draft, and there are none.
No,
then what the hell is gonna happen to?
Oh, I agree. That's why I thought the Giants should have drafted Justin Fields last year. I suggested that they draft Justin Fields. Everyone laughed at me, but okay.
But is Justin Fields a high end guy?
Maybe.
Do we think he's a high-end
guy? No, right. He may not be, but at least there's the potential there. It seems to me.
So you don't think Daniel Jones got no potential?
No, I think he has. That's why I asked Ryan Tannehill. You seem to agree with me. Like, it's something like that, right? Like, if it works out, if you work out and the good case scenario is, if not best case scenario, but at least a good one, is you're Ryan Tannehill, I don't want to waste 2-3 years finding that out. I want to go get a guy who I think can be Josh Allen, right? So I think, for right now, I'm totally with you. You bring in Mitch Trubisky, have him compete. You have two good athletic young quarterbacks. Have them develop with stability, all that. It's not a bad plan because in the meantime, you can build out the rest of your team. So if they don't work out and a quarterback presents himself, you can go grab that guy. I'm with you. Yeah. I think that's a very reasonable plan.
You can go get Dave Brown again.
No thanks. Someone who knows Patrick Mahomes really well tells us what it's going to take for him to get back to the Super Bowl. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Mahomes looked different in the second half. So we had Rex Ryan on talking about momentum.
Seemed like he was chasing that play, trying to make up for that play. Well, that's not how you play the position of quarterback.
He did look different in the second half.
24-10 is a different ball game than 21-10 because you change the mindset of your opponent at halftime. They approach it differently when they look at the score.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, yes. Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, so I'm still struggling. I'm struggling with my quarterbacks list. I got to do it on TV today. I think I'm just going to have to do, look, these
are
the
quarterbacks. I gave you the list. Just use the one I gave you.
I'm going to do my list. Here's just the guys I would take, and to hell with it. It'd go Mahomes 1. Burrow 2, Herbert 3, Allen 4, Lamar 5. There it is.
You get ready to get booed.
That's fine.
They going to boo you. You're going to get so booed. You and this Justin Herbert, man, you need to stop.
Yeah, Herbert's like, Herbert, in terms of talent, I think is second in the AFC to Mahomes. I think he got more talent than anybody else.
Max, I love you, but
you don't think who has more talent than Herbert?
Man, Josh Allen.
He got more talent?
Man, have you seen Josh Allen? All Josh Allen is a clone of Lamar Jackson with better accuracy. at throwing the football.
And bigger.
Well, yeah, obviously bigger. I mean, he doesn't look as fast because he's so big.
Because when you clock his time, it says not as fast as Lamar. That dude, come on.
Yeah, no, he just doesn't. He's still moving. He just doesn't look. He doesn't look quite as fast, which is he's not as fast.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
But he can move. No, he can be a big dude like
you
that.
You can see
sure.
He's just an athletic dude. I'm saying Justin
Herbert. I like Justin Herbert. I've been watching him all the way since his freshman year at Oregon. I get it, Max. He looks great. He's a laser arm, a long delivery, all of those. He can run when he needs to.
Tall drink of water, whatever.
Tall drink of water. He's all of those things. He was in a playoff game, and his coach
I'm with
ruin
it.
Him.
That, by the way, that's why I'm not saying
his
I have
coach,
the evidence.
You his coach get might ruin him, man.
But Key, when they got knocked out, like when they didn't make the playoffs in that game, Herbert, I thought, might have been the best player in the NFL that week, and his team lost. He was doing ridiculous things.
All right, I'm gonna just let you keep on, you know, being the guy.
Good, thank you. Alex Smith into this. 3-time Pro Bowl quarterback, first overall pick. Alex, thanks for joining the show. Good morning.
Max, Keyshawn, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah.
What's
good morning.
Buddy?
How you guys doing?
All right.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. I think we may be on a little bit of a delay. Hey, Alex, what's your takeaway on the two guys you saw on Sunday in Burrow and Mahomes?
Oh, man. I mean, like the tale of two halves. I mean, Patrick Mahomes literally played a perfect first half of football. I mean, the Chiefs' offense was dialed in, looked like they did the week before against the Bills. And it looked like the Bengals were completely outmatched and going to get steamrolled. And I think, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about the Chiefs' offense, Patrick's play in the second half, and I think the Bengals had a great plan and some great adjustments that they made. But Burrow, you know, I was just listening to you guys talking about Justin Herbert and Josh Allen and you know, these young quarterbacks in the AFC. And it's such a deep pool of young QBs that are ridiculously talented. But I think the thing that Joe Burrow brings to the table is it's this set of intangibles. This guy just seems so unflappable. He's so hard to rattle. I mean, he's been sacked more than any QB in the league. 9 sacks the week before. This game, he's down 18 to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs who've been there. This is, you know, looking like their fourth trip to the Super Bowl. It just, the guy doesn't blink. And I think in this league, and we're, you know, potentially, we'll see what Tom Brady decides to do, but these intangibles end up being sometimes the greatest quality, right? I mean, I think we love talking about measurables and arm strength and size and speed, but Joe Burrow's got something about him that I think is it's hard to measure. And I think in this league makes such a big difference. And I think it's shown this year. I mean, it's never been done. Number one pick in 2 years completely turns around this organization. I mean, they got no business being there. This guy tore his ACL last year. I mean, I think it's just it's absolutely crazy what they've done. And in large part, I think it's because of Joe Burrow and his kind of moxie.
Alex, hadn't played in Kansas City and been around Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy as well as Patrick Mahomes. Why the difference from the first half offense to the second half? Why no adjustments?
You know, it's such a good question because it was baffling to watch. And really it was kind of the tale of their whole season this year. You know, like real dry spell early on in the year. And it's kind of, you know, what's wrong with the Chiefs and Patrick, and it really is kind of what the Bengals went back to, drop 8, making them march it down the field, throwing it underneath, daring them to be patient. And in that second half, you know, they made some small adjustments. They did a nice job with the spy, you know, spying Patrick Mahomes. Because in the first half, you know, the first two touchdowns were both scramble plays. Patrick obviously had a ton of time. I felt like the Bengals made that small adjustment, triggering that eighth man, you know, spying Patrick, not letting him, you know, make those plays with his feet. And it couldn't counterpunch. I mean, Tyreek Hill didn't even have a catch in the second half, which is baffling to me. This guy, I mean, you couldn't stop him in the first half, and he doesn't touch the ball. His last catch was literally you know, the play right before half where they don't get in. And then I also thought on that final drive, you know, and especially in overtime as well, like, I couldn't believe they didn't go to Kelce, you know, underneath. That here's their guy that I think has proven to kind of get them out of these situations. He's so good at working underneath zones, and he never really got a chance. And, you know, and like, final play was kind of a little bit of a microcosm their whole year. They take the deep shot into double coverage to Tyreek. He gets picked. You know, I think this won't be the end of that. I think they're going to see more of it, obviously, next year as well. And you know, obviously only time will tell if they can, you know, continue to make adjustments and figure it out.
Alex Smith, three-time Pro Bowler, first overall pick to the San Francisco 49ers, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alex, when you look at the first half, and right before the half, they elected to try one play with 5 seconds left on the clock. Why not just take the three right there and go into the locker room 24-10 and get the ball coming out the second half? Why not do that?
I agree with you. I think the only plausible, when they decided to huddle up, I'm not sure what you thought, but I thought, well, they're going to throw a fade. You know, it's like it's your only play call at that point. It's got to be a quick hitter, you know, a three-second play, throw a jump ball into the corner of the end zone, your guy or nobody, and, you know, put Kelce out there, that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, they kind of ran a little play-action pass, trying to get something over the middle. And, you know, obviously I think the combination of play call and then Patrick, you know, deciding not to burn the ball and throws it out to Tyreek, and Bruce ended up costing them the game. I mean, it's hard at that point to know that when you're you know, you've been rolling, but it did, and they got greedy a little bit. It reminded me a little bit of Dallas at the end of that game, you know, biting off too much, you know, trying to run a QB draw for 17 yards with no timeout. It just was too much, and trying to get a little too greedy, too cute with it. I know, obviously, both Andy and Ted have, you know, said they'd love to have that one over again, but that's what it looked like. You know, there are a couple plays you could have run with 5 seconds, but certainly not that, and not executed that way. It definitely looked like they got greedy and ended up biting them.
So, guys, there is an announcement. Alex, please stay where you are on Instagram, and as we're putting it up on the screen, I will tell you it is from Tom Brady, and it goes as follows. I understand. Wait, is this it? No, this is not the latest one, Evan, right? Here we go. Tom Brady has officially announced his retirement, is what I'm trying to tell you. We're going to read a statement from his Instagram. We're having a little bit of a problem with it right now, but he's officially announced on social media his retirement from the NFL. So I wanted to let you guys know that, and we can take it from there.
Alex, what do you think about that? He finally decided to announce it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do him justice. I think flat out, he's the greatest athlete we've seen in team sports. I don't think we'll ever see the likes of a Tom Brady, what he did. And I think everything that he encompasses is what makes, obviously, him special, and is special about the game of football. This is a guy that barely got drafted, was told he wasn't good enough. You know, we all love to see the draft, the combine picture, the 40-yard dash time. And, again, this guy, the toughness, the durability, the processing. Like, I mean, he is a football player, and to do it for 22 years, I mean, he's got more rings than any franchise in football. And to go, you know, just had a set a record for completions in the season. I mean, it's baffling what he's done. And again, I do think flat out he's the greatest athlete we've seen in a team sports setting. And I don't think it's going to be tough for anybody to beat him out for that.
Alex Smith, Key, this is Tom Brady's statement. I just went and got it on Instagram. I've always believed the sport of football is an all-in proposition, Brady posted on Instagram. If a 100% competitive commitment isn't there, you won't succeed. And success is what I love so much about our game. There's a physical, mental, and emotional challenge every single day that has allowed me to maximize my highest potential. And I've tried my very best these past 22 years. There are no shortcuts to success on the field or in life. This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I've loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. I've done a lot of reflecting the past week and have asked myself difficult questions, and I'm so proud of what we have achieved. My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me. But right now, it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes. To my Bucks teammates the past 2 years, I love you guys and have loved going to battle with you. You've dug so deep to challenge yourself, and it inspired me to wake up every day and give you my best. I'm always here for you guys and want to see you continue to push yourselves to be your best. I couldn't be happier with what we accomplished together. And it goes on, guys. But Tom Brady, the news is, retired just now, posting it on his Instagram account. He's done playing football in the NFL. And, you know, we will be obviously, as a show, as a network, all over this right now and for the rest of the day and probably for some time. Alex, thank you for jumping on with us and rolling with this. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, much more on Brady coming right up. Thanks, Alex.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Tom Brady has officially announced his retirement from the NFL.
I think flat out he's the greatest athlete we've seen in team sports. I don't think we'll ever see the likes of a Tom Brady.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So this just in is not only a terrific show on ESPN at 2 p.m. Eastern, handsome host, but this just in, Tom Brady announced on Instagram that he's officially retiring from the NFL. Key, I tried to, like, just talking about Mahomes earlier in the show, I was trying to use Brady to put him into perspective, but, like, let's use Mahomes to put Brady in perspective. If Mahomes and the Chiefs have no fall off, they continue to do exactly what they've done in Mahomes' first four seasons as a starter. And let's say Mahomes is at the quarter pole. He's got 75% of his career ahead of him, so he's going to quadruple what he's done. If that happens, Mahomes will go to 8 Super Bowls and win 4. Brady's been to 10 and has won 7. It's unbelievable what this guy did.
But remember, though, he started with a young Bill Belichick. Patrick Mahomes is starting on the back nine of Andy Reid's career. So you now got to hope and pray that the next guy that comes in, because Andy Reid ain't coaching 10 more years. Just not going to happen, right? I mean, it's at least it seems that way. So it would be hard for him to do that, I would think. I think it would be hard for him to do that because of those circumstances.
But, right, but even if he did, he's not getting to Brady. And to think there was a 10-year gap with no Super Bowls. And then at the end of his career, when I said he was going to fall off the cliff, that's when he went ham.
I wouldn't be permitting that.
But by the way, yeah. I don't care. Like, it was based on a prediction based on all of history. My prediction was based on very sound reasoning. The entire human history said no one ever did anything like that until someone came along and he did it. But Key, at that moment, when he had won four Super Bowls, I already said he was the GOAT, but Montana had a very good case. He had also won four Super Bowls. He was 4-0 in those Super Bowls. He'd thrown 13 touchdowns versus zero interceptions in those Super Bowls, right? Like all that. And then Brady won three more. At the end, he won three more.
Yeah, I know people – I'm not one that says he's the greatest of all time and this, that, and the other, because I enjoy Montana. I enjoy Brady. I don't get caught up in he's better than him because, first of all, they never played against each other. Different eras and different times. It's like the whole argument of Michael Jordan versus LeBron James and who would do this and who – it's like, man, I enjoy Michael and I'm enjoying LeBron and I enjoy Kobe. That's just the bottom line. Yes, championships, 10 going and 7 – but if you drop Brady in the 60s, is Brady doing the same thing? You know, it's like, so you can't get caught up in that. If you look at it and you say, all right, well, now let's put Brady in the AFC with all of these young quarterbacks, and let's see if he can go on a 20-year run with these young quarterbacks in the AFC, even though he just won one last year. Let's see if he can do that. Why not just enjoy the beauty of what he has accomplished in those 22 years and say that we witnessed it, opposed to trying to pit one star player against the next?
Well, I mean, because sports is all about establishing a hierarchy, right? Like, it's storytelling and all that, but we are trying to see the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Sports fans, I think, naturally love those lists, who's better than whom. And the NFL in particular was the one sport that never really had an answer to who's the GOAT, who's the greatest of all time. Like, when I was a kid, Key, the best answer was either old-timers would say Johnny Unitas or Jim Brown. And then the next generation said probably Jerry Rice because at the position what he did. And there were too many quarterbacks to choose from in the modern era that were all in the mix. Montana won the most, but Marino looked the best. But Elway kind of split the difference, 1-2. Plus, he looked great. You know, but Brady is now the universal answer. Like, if you said, who's the GOAT in football? For the first time in football history, the dude who retired today, because Tom Brady just announced officially his retirement on Instagram, is now the answer to a sport that never had one before.
But see, I just saw a list from a high-end executive the other day. He didn't have Tom Brady on the list. He had Jim Brown. See what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying.
But it was more about the greatest athletes is what it was.
Yeah,
and it was more about the greatest athletes. And they're like, Tom Brady ain't no damn athlete.
The problem
he's a quarterback. Everybody's list is different depending on who you ask. And me personally, I enjoy watching them all, that's my satisfaction.
Keith, I got you. But what I'm saying is everybody's list is different. But now, for the first time with Brady, actually most people's lists start with the same guy, and that's Tom Brady. Like, the vast majority will start with Tom Brady as the GOAT in sports, and he retired today announcing it on Instagram. Boy, we got a lot to talk about all week. A lot to talk about all week. He sent thank yous out to Bucks teammates, fans, Tampa, the Glazer family, all kinds of stuff. Oh, by the way, stay tuned. I predict that Mike Greenberg may talk about this Brady topic. I guess only time will tell. You have to wait around another few seconds to find out. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're back tomorrow morning.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.